Narpy.
Hello.
Hi, Narpy.
About Columbus. Supposedly, I saw this movie the other day where Columbus didn't actually, he wasn't actually like the main guy in discovering the New World. It was like some other guy on.
Yeah, he was like the figurehead.
Yeah, exactly. And in like some village in Spain, they celebrate this other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like their hero and lord.
Right. Kind of like how Robert Plant got all the chicks and like had the fellatio thing going for him, but Jimmy Page was really the brains of the outfit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There
something like that. Okay, well, thanks.
All right.
All right, is that all you wanted to tell us?
Well, I would like to, you know, inform people that in an attempt to gain young voters, George Bush has granted my show most favored nation status, which I think is a pretty sad thing.
Okay.
What show's your show?
I shouldn't plug it, you know.
All right, well, don't then.
Why not?
Well, it's the House of Tripe. It's on 11 to noon on Friday.
Friday, 11 to noon. House of Tripe.
It's a comedy show. One show will be really, really good, and then the next two shows will really suck. So I think this week we have a really, really good show coming.
Good deal.
Do you have a promo in there?
I wish I should probably write one, but I'm afraid people will actually listen to my show if I do that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks, man.
All right.
Later.
Goodbye.
749-1444.
Speaking of other programs here on WAIF, you know, we humans as a species are often just fearful of new ideas unless the masses accept it with arms open. Does this remind you of you? No? Well then, good. I do this every week. I'm getting good at it. Listen, yeah. The tracker pull voice. Here we go. Then I would encourage you to join Troy and Billy on a weekly two-hour excursion on the rusty, hot rock, and El Camino of grunge. That's right, two solid hours of supercharged VA punk rock and fun. Can you stand it? Tune in Tuesdays at midnight for local stuff, old stuff, new stuff, and always good stuff. Only on WAIF-FM, the Midwestern Hell Ride. Be there, be there, be there.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, not much. How you doing?
We're doing great.
That's good.
A little warm, though.
Yeah.
It's a little damp out.
Yeah, I'm air conditioning. The plush studios?
No.
It is
no,
hot. It is.
You're welcome to bring us some cold ones anytime you feel like it.
Anytime. She did one, didn't she?
Yeah, you did once.
Those were very nice. That was very nice of you to do.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Hey, that kind of reminds me, I have a little problem.
Well, maybe we can help you solve
Chris
it.
Chris and Rob are your problem solvers.
Especially with these warm July nights.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
You know I work, you know, every Tuesday night before I call you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I listen to your show on the way home.
Right.
And I, especially since it's been so hot out, I like to take a shower when I get home because my hands smell like ashtrays and mm-hmm. bar scum and whatever. But I'm in such a tizzy after I hear your show that I want to come home and the first thing I want to do is call, and I always forget about showering, and then by the time I talk to you guys, I fall asleep.
Then your phone gets all dirty and sweaty?
No. It takes me so long to get through that after I'm done, I'm usually tired and I fall asleep and I wake up and the smell is even worse the next day.
Well, I can say this unequivocally and without a doubt.
Unequivocally?
Unequivocally. Without a doubt. I'm speaking like, I was watching a convention, so I'm speaking like a politician. Chris and Rob support almost to the fullest percent of support that can be given to the concept and idea and scientific research that has been personal hygiene.
So you're saying I should forgo calling you and take a shower instead?
Let me ask you something, Betty Ann.
You should take a shower, then call us.
No. Let me ask you something. You got one of them mobile phones?
Yeah.
You
I'm
do
on
with,
one right now.
You really?
Mm-hmm.
Call us from the shower sometime.
Well, I could call you from the shower right now because I really smell especially bad tonight.
Well, take your clothes off and call us.
Okay.
Do it up.
Well, I can do it right now.
Okay.
Well, take your clothes off and describe
Are you going to call us back or are we going to put you on hold?
Well, whatever you want to do. I'm taking off my socks now.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, great. Alive on. Betty Ann, you know that all these high school dudes that have been listening tonight?
Uh-huh.
They're all getting hot and bothered about now.
Well, this is good. They need something to get their hormones activated. This is the bathroom.
Hold on. Put it by. Are you wearing a skirt?
No, I'm wearing shorts.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Do they have a zipper on them?
No, they have. It's a button fly shorts.
Will they make like a when you unbutton them?
Well, let me try. Okay, hold on. I'm just going to rip them all down at once.
Good Lord.
Did you hear that? Okay, this is the bathroom lights. Did you hear those?
We heard it.
Okay.
Flush the toilet to prove you're in there.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Okie dokie.
Could you hear that?
Now, yeah, we sure did.
Let me ask you, wait, now, we're not liable if you get electrocuted.
No.
Well, I can't get electrocuted. It's a portable phone.
Okay, I hope so, because if you do, Chris and Rob are not liable.
So what's left? You're standing there in your top, your brassiere, and your panties?
Yeah, exactly. I got my shirt halfway. It's hard when I'm holding the phone.
Oh, jeez.
Wait, hold on.
We're holding. What do you think she's doing now?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm in my bra and panties.
Okay, there you go.
Wait, I can't hear the radio because I'm in a room and the toilet's still
You got popping. A little portable radio?
Do we have a portable radio?
Who's who's in there with you? Who's in there with you?
Huh?
It's my brother.
Oh, your brother's there. God. Let me talk to your brother for a second.
Well, hold on.
I wonder.
Hello.
Hey, is this Betty Ann's brother?
Sure is.
What's your first name?
Bob.
Bob. Bob, do you approve of your sister's lifestyle?
Sure. Why shouldn't I?
Just checking.
Girl. She's a great girl.
How's she look there in her bra and panties?
Pretty damn good, if I say so as a brother.
Ooh. If you weren't related, would you ask her out?
We go out anyway. We're still related. It doesn't matter.
Oh, man. An Arkansas couple.
Got a problem with that?
No, we're just Josh, and that's what we do here. See, you call us and you Josh
Everyone
us.
Everyone thinks we're insulting them, but really, we're just like having a good old time.
I know a little girl, though, for that little 8-year-old boy, I think.
You do?
I think I can fix him right on up.
Oh, there you go. What was that dude's name?
John. Jesse. Jesse. Jesse, that was it.
Jesse, if you're
Jesse,
still out
the 8-year-old hormone. All right, so what's Betty Ann wearing now?
Just a smile.
You got to be kidding. Put her on. Put her on.
There you go.
Put her on. Put her on.
Hi, can you hear the shower?
We sure can.
Hi, I don't know if I'll be able to hear you.
Hold on, can you clack your church bells together and see if we can hear?
Pardon me again?
Can you crash your church bells together and see if we can hear them go?
Maybe should I get them wet first?
Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. Go ahead.
Wait, hold on. I have to lather up.
Oh my. This is better than 1-800 raw sex.
It sure
right?
is.
This is 1-800 Betty Ann. She's lathering, Chris.
My brother got the portable radio.
Oh great! Now you can hear us from the shower.
All right, so are they lathered?
Yeah, hold on. Wait, he's got some other radio station on.
He's
got
to be kidding. He's not locked into 88.3.
Hey, Betty Ann, you want a little sultry showering music there?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Okay, wait. Oh, we got the portable radio.
Okay, 88.3. We're down here at the left of the dial. Can't go much lower.
Okay.
Betty Ann is in the shower. We had Chris Fenton call from UDF, but I think this is a little bit better.
All right, I'm in the shower now.
All right. What you going to wash first?
What would you like me to wash?
Are you going to crash them together?
Huh?
Are you going to crash them together to see if they make a noise?
I think you should wash your feet so you don't get any fungus or athlete's foot or anything like that.
Oh, I've been taking medication for that.
Well,
good.
Well, just like when you wash your car, you got to start at the top. So I think maybe behind the ears.
All right.
Are you planning on washing your hair?
I don't know. Well, it's kind of wet now, so I guess I will.
Yeah, go ahead and wash your ears first.
Oh, okay. Well, it's kind of hard to wash just one. I have to switch ears. Wait, let me rinse that ear off.
Don't you hate it when you
don't
get
don't electrocute yourself, okay?
All right. Now I can wash the other ear because that ear is clean. So now I'm listening to you through a clean ear.
Great.
That's good to know. Okay, do a shoulder.
Okay. It's kind of hard doing this one-handed.
Okay, I guess a leg would probably be easy for you. Go ahead and do the supple inner thigh.
Oh, that's exactly what I was doing.
All right. Which one?
Right now.
Do you have your foot propped up on the tub, on the side of the tub?
It's
as you
kind of a little shower ledge.
Oh, and you have your leg propped up on it?
Yeah.
Chris, you better take over for a while. I'm thinking
of
Linda Carter.
It's my turn now? All right.
Yeah, she's doing her inner thigh. She has her leg propped up, and she's doing her right inner thigh.
Do you ever get, like, big
I
balls
of...
Huh?
Wait, I dropped the soap.
Uh-oh. Hey, Betty Ann, I want to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
You ever get big balls of lint in your belly button, or you got an outsie?
I've got an innie, so I don't have to worry about too much
It's a small one?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's good, because sometimes I get in the shower, I get this big old ball of lint the size of a basketball, and I dribble it around the shower a little bit.
No.
That doesn't happen to you, huh?
No.
Okay, go ahead and do your left thigh.
Oh, I already did that one.
Wow, you're quick. How about the calves?
It's hard. Okay, hold on.
Okay, can you do the calves? Just like kind of, like lean back and kick up your heel and wash it that way.
Jeez.
You know what? That's easier.
Yeah, do it that way.
I got soap in my eye.
Uh-oh. Oh, damn, I hate it. No more tears, though.
What kind of shampoo do you use?
Finesse.
There you go. That kind of doesn't create too many tears in your eyes when you get it there.
I haven't shampooed yet.
Oh.
Okay, how's it going?
Hey, don't you got to nail your legs?
I still have soap in my eye.
Uh-oh. Now, you're going to put Nair on your legs, aren't you?
I don't have any Nair, so I have to use my daisy razor, but it's hard with just one hand.
Is it? Okay. You can save that for tomorrow morning if you want.
Yeah, leave them rough.
I bought a car today.
What kind of car did you get?
One of those El Caminos. I borrowed it from the Hill Ride.
Cool. Hot Rock and El Camino of Grunge.
Does it go real fast?
I don't know. I haven't picked it up yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you need a fast car.
Congratulations.
But I still don't have a job.
Well, I hope you find one.
Do you think I could do this for a living?
It sure sounds like it. I mean,
yeah, I
know.
Think so. But not in Cincinnati. You'd have to go to, like, Newport or something.
Oh, okay.
Not in Hamilton County.
If you take Discover Marathon, I got a Marathon card. If you take that, I'll call you, you know, any time. What are you washing now? Let's not get off a subject.
My hair, I'm trying to.
Okay, great. Do you have long hair? Oh, man.
Down to your butt like Emmylou Harris?
No, in between my shoulder, past my shoulder blades.
Okay, do this. Like, have the half your hair come on your, have half your hair fall down the front of you, then have the other half of your hair fall down your back.
Are you getting a visual fantasy right now?
Exactly,
though?
Exactly. And then lather up for a little while, and then spin around and have your butt facing the shower, and then just, like, arch your back and rinse your hair out.
Okay.
Good Lord.
Has anyone ever called you from the shower before?
You're the first.
You know she's like standing outside with the garden hose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm washing my thigh now.
No, I have witnesses.
You have
Oh, your brother's real credible.
I
know.
God, it's hard shampooing with one hand.
I bet.
Okay, well, have your brother help you. No. Get him out of there. Don't get a guy in there. That'll just spoil my total little image in my mind. Okay, how are you doing now?
My hair is lathered.
Oh, man. I don't know what to do here. I mean, I'm just...
No. Hey, Betty Ann, we're going
to... I'm not getting any oxygen to my brain.
Yeah, we're running a little...
I'm rinsing.
We're confused. Rob and I are confused.
I'm rinsing.
Are you?
Let her rinse. Let her rinse. Damn it, let her rinse. If she wants to rinse, let her rinse.
Okay.
All right, I've rinsed and I'm ready to condition.
All right.
You didn't repeat, though. Don't you read the last step on the shampoo bottle?
Betty Ann, do you ever sing in the shower?
Huh?
Do you ever sing in the shower?
Once in a while.
Sing us a little ditty.
What would you like to hear?
I don't care. Whatever you usually sing in the shower.
Something top 40. Something you hear on the radio.
Oh, God.
Nirvana.
You're the only radio I listen to.
Okay, well, sing that, that Ralph song. Keith Ralph song we played.
Just sing whatever you sing in the shower. The Star Spangled Banner.
No, I can't sing that.
Jose, Can You See by the Dawn's Early Light.
Sing something by R.E.M.
Oh, God, I don't like them.
Oh. Who do you like? The Beatles.
I like a lot of jazz.
The Rolling Stones.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, my. Michael Jackson.
No, God, no.
Look, when are you going to get around to brushing your teeth?
Brushing my teeth?
Yeah.
I haven't conditioned yet.
Well, what's taking you so long?
Well, it's hard to condition with one. I need a brush. I have to brush out my hair while I'm conditioning.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can condition without it.
Well, you've done all the really hot. Have you done your stomach yet?
No.
Wow.
Well, do it up. Do little swirly patterns around your belly button.
Okay.
She's doing swirly patterns?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is Chris and Rob with Betty Ann live in her shower. We'll be right back.
What are you going to do? I was going to ask her one more question.
One more question. Okay. What
do you have one of those shower heads that you can detach and, like, squirt everywhere up in all your cavities and stuff?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, they want that image. Okay, I have to get another one in. This we'll be back with a new image.
Chris and Rob are lathering up Betty Ann. We'll be back in just a few minutes. I think we still got Betty Ann on the line.
Yeah, Betty Ann. Speaking of Woody.
Betty, you still there?
Yeah.
You all dried off now?
Just about. Have one more leg.
Okay, I got a little bit of drying off music here for you.
Okay.
Which leg?
It's the right one again.
Do you have it propped up on the toilet now with the seat down?
How'd you know?
Oh, jeez.
That's exactly
a big blue fluffy towel, a light blue, like a robin egg blue towel. Okay, I'm trying to get that. Kind of a bone or more like an ivory?
I'd say more a bone.
I got it. Okay, I got it.
Okay, you guys are on top of the toilet now.
Oh, great. That's better than being in it, I guess.
Can I brush my teeth or is that asking too much?
Well, I think we're taking this one to the limit. When you originally called, you probably wanted to talk about some heated topic.
No, I wanted to take a shower and I didn't know how to do it and call you at the same time, but I guess we figured that out.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, you can call us and take a shower anytime you'd like.
Okay, I think I might make this a ritual because, man, there's two things I want to do on a Tuesday night at 3 o'clock, and that's take a shower and talk to you guys.
Well, thanks. Maybe someday we'll do a live remote radio show from your bathroom.
I don't know. Just as long as it's not on video.
Okay. Who says you can't have your cake and eat it, too?
That's right.
You can't have your shower and Chris and Rob
right
there with you in
Betty
it.
Let me ask
Betty Ann. Uh-huh.
Are you, like, down deep, like an exhibitionist at heart? Like, in other words, did you really, really enjoy that? As much as our listening audience did?
I do it perfect.
I guess he's brushing her teeth now.
Thank you, Betty Ann. We'll be thinking about you.
Okay.
Naked.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Who do we got next?
No, you ain't.
Jim?
Jim.
Hi.
I want to tell you guys, this is the first time I ever heard you guys on the radio.
I bet you're impressed.
Well, let me tell you, I had WAIF on around 11, 12, something like that, and I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to The Hell Ride and fell asleep. A recurring theme. We hear that a lot.
I'm tired. I swear. And then I woke up, and I'm in this halfway dream state, okay? And that's when I woke up during Betty Lou's, is that her name?
Betty Ann.
Betty Ann's shower.
Wasn't that fabulous?
I was dreaming it, though. You know what I'm saying?
So was I.
Because I'm right here by the radio. And it was just incredible. And then I sort of woke up totally.
Chris and Rob lathered your brain then, huh?
I have to thank, I'd love to meet her and thank her personally. I thought it was just tremendous.
Pup tent?
Yeah, it was. that's funny stuff, I swear. I wish I had tape of that. That was so funny.
Guess what?
They'll be on sale shortly, $19.95. Get yours today.
I do have a tape of it, and we may rerun it a little later.
Craig, it's pretty good.
I was rolling the tape the whole time. Betty Ann, you're going to have to pay me big if you want me not to play it.
But that ticket, that 4 or 5 minutes of material there, Chris, could be our ticket to stardom.
But I could see it.
That could be the tape we send to Z-Rock.
Now, are your shows as entertaining as that all the time?
Oh, yeah.
This is a bad show.
Really?
Usually they're
a lot better than this.
You guys should be on like...
H. Ross Perot called us last week.
You guys should take over from McConnell or something. You know?
There's no question about
what. God bless America.
Take it easy, guys.
If you know what I'm saying, those guys suck compared to us.
That's all.
They really do.